Hey, our next public hearing actually are three public hearings, and Mr. Whitehouse, has the applicant asked to have these consolidated for presentation purposes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read them into the record, and then Mr. Whitehouse will do his thing after that. This is a conditional use number, or I'm sorry, change of zone number 1954, American Storage of Delaware LLC. Change of zone number 1955, American Storage of Delaware LLC, and conditional use number 2315, American Storage LLC.
Thank you. CZ 1954 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.27 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 0.25 miles south of the intersection of Autumn Road, which is Sussex County Route 299, and Bay Farm Road, which is Route 299. And the 911 address is not available. Tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 49.02, and staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. And submitted into the record for that application, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the plus response, a copy of the Dell Dot service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, and it includes the environmental assessment and public facility evaluation reports. We have a copy of a letter from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and six mail returns. An application CZ 1955 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain portion of certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 17.63 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 0.25 miles south of the intersection of Autumn Road, which is Sussex County Route 299, and Bay Farm Road, which is Route 299. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 49.02, which is a portion of Parcel 49.03 and Parcel 50.00. Submitted into the record for CZ 1955, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the Dell Dot service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the plus comments that have been received, and staff would note that we've received six mail returns. And then finally, application CU 2315 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multi-family units, 140 units, to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 17.63 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 0.25 miles south of the intersection of Autumn Road, which is Sussex County Route 299, and Bay Farm Road, which is Route 299. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 29, Parcel 49.02, and it's a portion of that parcel, Parcel 49.03 and Parcel 50.00. And submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the Dell Dot service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the plus comments, we have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, and I would note that we've received seven mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Ms. B.
Good evening again, Commissioners, Council Robertson, Mr. Phillips, Ms. Paul, and members of the public. I am here this evening on behalf of the applicant, American Storage of Delaware LLC, intending to construct a mixed-use development involving multifamily residential housing and a commercial storage facility component with office space, requiring the submission, as summarized by Director Whitehouse, of three applications by the applicant, denominated change of zone number 1954 and 1955, and conditional use number 2315. The site is located on the western side of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, south of Usha Lane in Millsboro, Delaware. The site is located in the Indian River 100 and is composed of tax map parcel numbers 234-29-49.02, 49.03, and 50. Consisting of a total of 25.9 acres. Although three separate applications, I have consolidated my presentation to address all three applications in one presentation with the understanding that the Commission will vote either tonight or at a later date on each application separately. Here with me this evening are Alex Pyris, and Nate Grolick, representatives of the applicant, Stephen Spence, co-counsel, Carlton Savage, PE of Scaled Engineering, and Ed Lanay, Senior Professional Wetland Scientist and Principal of Environmental Resources, Inc. Mr. Savage and Mr. Lanay are not prepared to speak on the record unless there are questions. Just so that you know, they're not making any formal presentation. To summarize each application, change of zone 1954 requests a rezoning of an 8.27-acre portion of tax map parcel number 234-29.00-49.02, defined as parcel 1 on the preliminary site plan, from AR1 to C3 to ultimately develop 150,000 square feet of commercial storage space to also include 1,200 square feet of office space for a three-story mini warehouse that will consist of 838 storage units presently, but obviously subject to change, which is a permitted use in C3, the reason that rezoning is being requested, or a similarly permitted C3 use. Change of zone 1955 requests rezoning of the remainder of the project, a 17.63-acre portion of tax map parcel number 234-29-49.02, and then the entirety of the other two parcels identified as 4903 and 50, defined as parcel 2 on the preliminary site plan, from an AR1 zoning district to an MR zoning district, again with the ultimate intention of developing 140 multifamily units. And then finally, related to that application, is conditional use number 2315, requesting a conditional use for development of the 140 multifamily units that will be located on the parcels I just mentioned, proposing to be rezoned from AR1 to MR, and I have submitted proposed conditions of approval for that specific application into the record. The applicant submitted into the record land use applications for each request and a preliminary site plan prepared by Scaled Engineering. Property and deed information concerning each parcel confirming the owner applicant as American Storage Delaware LLC, and legal descriptions for each parcel as Exhibit A. DLDOT service level evaluation request form and response confirming that the proposed land use would be considered to have a minor impact to the local area roadways as Exhibit B, which I will further discuss, plus application and plus comments dated March 23, 2021 as Exhibit C, a rendering of the proposed commercial use as Exhibit D, aerial maps of the site with zoning district, conditional use, future land use, and sewer tier overlays included as Exhibit E, and finally, the required coastal area environmental assessment report and public facility evaluation report that was actually prepared by Scaled Engineering. And in that, Exhibit F is also a report prepared by Mr. Lanay titled An Assessment of Environmental Conditions and Features. And I will specifically summarize Exhibit F later in my presentation. So the project is located in the coastal area, a designated growth area, which generally includes the areas on the southeastern side of Sussex County within what was previously referred to as the environmentally sensitive developing area. Mixed-use development, like the proposed project, is permitted in the coastal area. The applicant's plan is consistent with the comprehensive plan, and the applicant's plan complies with the coastal area requirements of Section 115-194.3 of the code. The project is located in investment levels 2 and 3. According to the strategies for state policies and spending map, investment level 2 reflects areas where growth is anticipated in the near term. Investment 3 reflects areas where growth is anticipated in the longer term. As confirmed by the plus comments, the Office of State Planning and Coordination have no objection to the proposed rezoning and development, provided that it is compliant with the comprehensive plan and all applicable codes and ordinances, as I will address tonight. Nearby commercial and residential communities exist. Some nearby residential developments include Victoria's Landing, River Breeze, and Seabrook, and similarly zoned MR for Peninsula and Peninsula Lakes, as I will discuss later. Nearby commercial uses include the shopping center at the intersection of John J. William Highway and Bay Farm Road, which is the location of Harris Teeter, Walgreens, and other fast food establishments and restaurants. I drove down that way last night, and there's a lot of businesses, obviously, in that area. Past that intersection of Route 24 and Long Neck Road, Route 23, are additional commercial uses, including a car wash, Giant grocery store, Acadia Healthcare, and other fast food establishments, including Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's. At the opposite intersection of Route 24 and Mount Joy are rural farms and a church and a smaller strip mall that includes the Liberty gas station there on the corner, as well as I think there's a deli and a tattoo parlor shop included in that strip mall as well. I will discuss Exhibit F now in detail, and then, as long as it's acceptable, I'll address the change of zone 1954 first for AR1 to C3, then AR1 to MR request, and finally the conditional use. So Section 115-194.3 of the Sussex County Code requires the applicant submission of an environmental assessment and public facility report, evaluation report, and sketch plan for this project, as it proposes 50 or more dwelling units and 75,000 square feet or more of floor area used for commercial uses. Scaled Engineering prepared this report, which includes Mr. Linnae's report, as I stated. Rather than reading that report to you, I will highlight the relevant points. In terms of stormwater management, a combination of wet ponds, planted buffers, and infiltration practices will be used for stormwater treatment and discharge in accordance with the State of Delaware and Sussex County Conservation District's requirements. As I said, Mr. Savage is here if you have any questions on that. Potable water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities, as confirmed in the will serve letter included in Exhibit F. Sewer will be provided by Sussex County. And we received today the sewer service concept evaluation, which I submitted into the record this evening, confirming the location of this project in Tier 2 and the need for 146 EDUs, 140 for the multifamily component, and then 3 for the office storage component. The increase in traffic and effect on surrounding roadways will be analyzed, reviewed, and approved by DLDOT. As the plus comments indicate, the proposed improvements will generate less than 2,000 average daily trips and less than 200 peak hour vehicle trips, allowing the developer to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of performing a TIS. That fee would generate would require a payment of an estimated $11,710 for this project. DLDOT also anticipates requiring the developer to contribute to a DLDOT project presently scheduled for construction this summer at the intersections of Route 24 and Mountjoy, as well as Route 24 and Bay Farm Road. So they are aware of ongoing improvements along 24. The mandatory shared use path, as required by DLDOT, will be added to the final site plan. The applicant will also be addressing DLDOT's comments that at least two walkways to connect to the interior of the site to Route 24, one along the driveway at the north edge of the property and one at the south end of the frontage connecting to the parking lot of the business park to the front of the project will be required, that it may be required. Mr. Linnae's assessment of environmental conditions and features report confirms that no critical habitat areas exist on the site, no federally listed threatened or endangered species exist on the site, and that no wetlands, streams, or drainage conveyances exist on or nearby the site. The site is presently vacant and consists of 11.5 acres of agricultural land that's located in the front of the property, and then 14.4 acres of relatively immature trees that were actually cut, according to Mr. Linnae's report, in 2004. The applicant understands that the preservation of natural resources and open space is strongly encouraged in the coastal area and is presently proposing roughly 11 acres of open space that will be preserved. The applicant's first request this evening is the change of zone 1954. Change of zone 1954 requests a rezoning of an 8.27 acre portion of tax map parcel number 234-29-49.02 from AR1 to C3 to ultimately develop, as I've stated, 150,000 square feet of commercial space, a permitted use in C3 or a similarly permitted use, and that component will include 838 storage units and 1,200 square feet of office spaces, which are all permitted uses in C3, according to Section 115-83.8A of the code. Other C3 permitted uses include agriculture-related uses like commercial greenhouses and wholesale nurseries, residential uses including hotels and motels, and commercial uses including convenience stores, gas station, restaurants, business parks, and professional office, to name some. The C3 district is generally intended for larger scale service businesses along major arterial roads. The intended rezoning is consistent with the purpose of the C3 district, and the applicant acknowledges the need to go through site plan approval should this rezoning be approved. We have obviously witnessed the demand for increased need for storage facilities in Sussex County, with many relocating to this area, and I believe the commissioners, based off other applications that I've witnessed and listened to, recognize the need for commercial development in appropriately located areas, such as this, to provide services and for nearby residential and commercial uses. As noted in the assessment prepared by Scaled, this use is proposed in a centralized location with adequate access off of Route 24. The proposed rezoning in AR1 from AR1 to C3 is also consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. Specifically, this project is located in the coastal area, a growth area that is considered to be compatible for retail and office and large shopping centers and office parks located, as I stated, along our Taylor roads like Route 24, classified as a major collector. The proposed C3 rezoning is consistent with surrounding land uses located near commercially zoned properties, as I've already talked about. As noted as well in the planning and zoning memorandum, there have been 5 change of zone applications within a 0.25 mile radius of the site for gas stations, convenience stores, retail and consumer related services. The property is also adjacent to CR1, identified as tax map parcel number 234-23-115. And across the street, there are also a number of properties that are also zoned C1 at the intersection of Autumn Road and Route 24. And then I've already talked about all the commercial development at Route 24 and 5, Route 24 and 23, and finally Route 24 and Bay Farm Road. Finally, Table 4.5-2 of the zoning code confirms that C3 is an applicable district for the coastal area. For all these reasons, the proposed rezoning is compatible with the surrounding community and will not have an adverse effect or impact on immediately adjacent properties or properties located in the vicinity of the site. Should this application be approved, because the site is an appropriate location on a commercialized and increasingly commercializing Route 24 that will support C3 permitted uses. I will now move on to the rezoning application for AR1 to MR. The applicant's second request is change of zone 1955 to request rezoning of a 17.63 acre portion of tax map parcel number 234-29.00-49.02 and the entirety of the other two parcels that I've referenced and I'm not going to read off again from AR1 to MR to ultimately develop 140 multifamily units. The subject properties are presently zoned AR. All surrounding properties to the south are zoned the same, with the remaining parcels on the opposite side of Route 24 zoned as C1 General Commercial and GR General Residential. I'm not sure if there's a way to pull up the county map, but it would be helpful to put on the overlay district just for surrounding land uses and surrounding districts, And then you'll see also that Peninsula Lakes and the peninsula located in the vicinity of the site are also zoned MR. The MR district provides for medium density residential development in areas which are or are expected to become generally urban in character, where sanitary sewers and public water supplies may or may not be available at time of construction, together with churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary or are normally compatible with residential surroundings. The proposed rezoning is compatible with surrounding land use, including not only the MR zone properties, but also the properties zoned GR and C1. The general table of height, area, and bulk requirements and table for multifamily units confirm that MR and GR districts are subject to the same height, area, and bulk requirements. So everything around this site is very much so consistent with surrounding land uses. The proposed rezoning from AR to MR is also consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. The project, as I stated, is located in the coastal area, a growth area, and the comprehensive plan specifically confirms that this is a region that is most desirable for new housing, permitting a range of housing types, including multifamily units like those proposed. Medium and higher density residential development between 4 and 12 units per acre is also appropriate and supported in this coastal area, where there is central water and sewer access and proximity to nearby commercial uses and employment centers, as I've already established that's the case, where the use is compatible with the character, as I've already stated, MR, GR, and C1 properties nearby, where it is located along a main road, such as Route 24, and where there are adequate levels of service as we've provided through submissions into the record. As detailed in the assessment prepared by Scaled, central water and sewer, as I stated, will be provided by Tidewater and the county respectively. Title 4.5-2 of the comprehensive plan also confirms that MR is an appropriate district and applicable district for the coastal area as well. So for all these reasons, this proposed rezoning from AR1 to MR is not only compliant with the zoning code, but also consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. And the last item to discuss is the conditional use request. Subject, of course, to the commission's approval of the rezoning request for the 17.63 acres, more or less, that I just addressed, to develop 140 multifamily units to include a clubhouse and playground amenity on a part of the parcel 49.02 and then the entirety of parcel numbers 49.03 and 50. Specifically, the applicant, as you'll see on the preliminary site plan, is proposing 5 buildings with 28 units each, a clubhouse and playground amenity. Parking meets code requirements requiring 280 parking spaces or 2 units per apartment. Those are being proposed as apartment units specifically, and a required 7 handicap spaces. The applicant's proposing 283 parking spaces and 12 handicap spaces for a total of 295 spaces. As explained, section 115-31 of the zoning code permits multifamily dwelling units as conditional uses subject to the provisions of 115-219 for site plan review. And this proposed development will also comply with section 115-188 of the code for multifamily developments. The proposed development, as I've stated, is consistent with surrounding land uses, being of semi-public or public character, and promoting the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County, with nearby properties of Peninsula Lakes and Peninsula, similarly zoned, and located in the vicinity of residential and other commercial sites that will obviously be needed for this potential residential development and future landowners to use and benefit from. Notably, as I've stated, MR, GR, and C1 are all subject to the same height, area, and bulk requirements for multifamily units according to Table 2 of the code. The proposed development is also consistent for reasons stated with the future land use map, as the coastal area confirms that this area is an appropriate area for new housing and a desirable area for new housing as well. Proposed conditions of approval, as I stated, have been submitted into the record, and for all these reasons, the conditional use is therefore compliant with the zoning code, compatible with surrounding land uses, and consistent with the future land use map and comprehensive plan. I know that was a lot of information, so on my presentation there, and welcome any questions that you may have from myself, Mr. Savage, or Mr. Linnae. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions. Ms. Pete did a great job.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Wingate.
I don't have any questions. I just have a comment. When I was originally looking at the plan for the storage in the front and the units in the back, I thought, wow, that's kind of, I'm surprised they wouldn't put the storage in the back. But the more I thought about it, I really appreciate it because I do believe your intent is to leave as many trees as you can. Mm-hmm. So good job on the design. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
I'm just curious why C3 and not C2 for the storage units?
So C2 actually is limited with respect to what you can do with storage. This actually just came up in a recent conversation on an application I submitted recently. And so C3 allows for storage plus parking and storage as well, and warehouse sort of storage use, whereas C2 is more limited in nature. And that's the reason why. It's just for the proposed permitted use, it's more compatible with C3 than it is with C2. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Hopkins.
No questions.
Thank you.
No question, just a reminder that if it's rezoned, it's rezoned. They'd still have to come back for site plan for whatever the permitted use is that ends up being put to them.
And the applicant understands that,
yeah,
yes.
No, mm-hmm.
And commissioners, if it's rezoned, it can come back as anything
right.
So that's permitted in the C3. So, although we appreciate knowing what the intent of the applicant is. So.
I really just point that out so that we don't get, or the public doesn't get bogged down on details.
Don't get bogged down in the site plan, because this isn't a site plan review. This is to simply determine whether or not this is an appropriate use for the for the property. So.
For the C3 part.
For the C3 part.
And then
the others, there might maybe a little more discussion. So, All right,
you'll take
a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in any of your applications. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1954, change of zone 1955, and conditional use 2315 American Storage of Delaware LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1954, change of zone number 1955, conditional use 2315, American Storage of Delaware LLC.
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.